What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
If you are arrested, do you have any idea what is required of you and the police during the process? We answer this question and more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
If a police officer suspects that there is a need to arrest you and carries out that action, then of course your liberty has been taken. The police may carry out arrests to prevent an offence, the continuation of an offence, and to prevent escape. An officer can arrest on view, through information from a third party, and with or without a warrant. Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF's Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, explains.
On view, that is when you detect an actual offence. When someone comes to the police station and makes a report, you do an investigation, you arrest based on the information provided, and we also arrest on warrant.
An arrest warrant is issued by a judge, which authorises a law enforcement officer to arrest an individual. The officer can make an arrest without a warrant if you have committed a felony or the police have reasonable grounds to suspect that you are about to commit a felony. You have committed a dangerous breach of the peace. You refuse to give your name, address, or license to a uniformed police officer after you have committed a road traffic offense, and if you are caught in the act of committing some minor offenses. Before the arrest occurs, the officer should identify themselves and inform you as to the reason for the arrest.
After you have done so, you're expected to lay hold of the person and to caution the individual.
Ms. Lindsay tells us more about this caution.
Usually the caution is to let the person know that they have the right to remain silent and whatever they say could be used against them in the court of law.
She explains what should happen next.
So having cautioned the person, then you're expected to escort them to a policing facility where you may have to do some additional paperwork.
Head of the JCF Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay. You also have the right to communicate with and be visited by a spouse, partner or family member, religious counselor, and a medical professional of your choice. There's more in store, more to explore, but you'll have to stay tuned to You and the Law to find out. Join us next week for part two of our look at what to do if you are arrested by the police.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
That's all the time we have for this week's edition of You and the Law. Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, at JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.